Who were some of the other dog mushers that you remember in the area?
Oh, there's some Tommy Carroll from Porticon. I raced with him. Jake Butler, I never raced against. Jake Butler used my dogs in Livengood race, but I never raced against him. I raced against Andy Cochran and all the Cochrans except Burton. Mm-hmm. I never raced against him. And Lee Edwin, I raced against him. Charlie Titus, Wilson Titus, Lee Edwin, Bertman Sam, and the guy they called the Iron Man. He's the one that beat me down in Anchorage down there.
Who is that?
Raymond Paul. They call him the Iron Man. And he just, in them days we run for total lapse time, you know. You have to run 4 days. If you miss one day, you don't get no money. You got to run all 4 days. So, you know, that's the reason I got pneumonia down then. The doctor almost didn't let me go, you know. And I had a big black heck to tell him I had one more day to go. I told him, I said, it costs us a lot of money to come here. I said, if I don't run, I said, we ain't going to get no money. I said, I'm in second place so far. So he said, no, he said, I can't let you go unless you wanna die, he told me. Well, I told him, I've got to go. I said, we showed the money at him. So he never said no. He said, I won't let you go. So his wife came up and talked to me, you know. She'd come up and talk to me, and I begged her. So she went downstairs and she talked to the doctor. The first thing, I got a call. They told me, get ready, Howard. He said, there's a guy downstairs waiting for you, and your race starts in 20 minutes. I got down in line, and everybody didn't know where I was. They didn't know I had double pneumonia, you know. And they didn't know where I was. The guy I was driving dogs for, he didn't know where I was, you know. And I wound up in the hospital, and I went to the starting line. This had 15 minutes more. I went to the starting line, and just my handler, he was going to drive the dogs, you know. But then they wouldn't let him drive dogs. But I'm the one that's supposed to drive. They was going to disqualify me. You know. So I run up there, and the old Pfeiffer, he was a German, you know, and he talked kind of broken. And I run over there, like, you stooped over, you know, I pat him on the back like that, and he turned, oh, dang your ass, he said, I'll never forget that. Yeah, I come in second that day, and the doctor told me, he says, Howard, if you want to live, he says, don't you ever step off that set. He said, you let the dog do the work, he said. He said, whether you're coming third or fourth, whatever, he said, don't you run or sweat, so, which I didn't, let the dogs. I had good dogs in days, you know. And he wanted to beat me just by a few minutes, I thought.
What race was that, Howard?
Yeah, the fur run was down Anchorage.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was, I think I got the book, and I think it was back in 1952.